time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' blowout win over Houston on Christmas Day.
For the Lord is good. Merry Christmas. Great win. Proud of our guys. These guys took this three games in 11 days and smashed it, obliterated, and tore it up and made it into a bunch of smithereens laying around everywhere. I'm proud of the guys, how they did it. They did a great job. All right, what questions you have?
I was going to ask big picture, John. Just to come out of the stretch, you were two back in the AFC North, and to come out of this, now a game up with a chance to clinch it on your home field, and you know, to win all these games by double digits. What does that kind of say about the group as a whole?
It says so much, you know, and it says we're not done yet because it's been done, and the next thing is going to be the next game. We need to be 1-0 to win the AFC North, and that'll be our focus after we get some rest. We'll have rest until we get the guys out. We'll bring them back on Monday, and we'll get started for the Browns, which is always a very tough team, tough opponent, division game. So, but it will be for the AFC North crown, and we're going to need to be locked in for that. But the fact that they did it in this short stretch, I think our team probably handled it the best, arguably. I don't know. I guess the Chiefs did a good job too, so there you go. Got to give them credit, give credit where credit's due. But I'm proud of our guys, man. I'm really proud of our guys for what they accomplished, our coaches, our strength conditioning coaches, our nutritionist, our trainer, our performance coach.
John, did you come into this game thinking you were going to be able to control the game by running the ball?
We thought we had a chance. Yeah, we thought we had a chance to run the ball. It's a real tough defense. They play super hard. Their DBs show up. They play downhill. I didn't know if we anticipated coming out of the gate so quickly running the ball well. But I was really happy we did. I was happy with the guys.
What can you say about Lamar's performance?
And what could you say that would maybe parallel what he did, right? I mean, it's just another phenomenal performance. I think he set the all-time NFL record for rushing yards in the National Football League, pro football. That kind of speaks for itself. It's just kind of what he does every week. Made some plays on the run. We had some tight coverage. They covered us well. But he was able to extend those plays and make those big plays in the passing game, which is kind of what he does a lot of times. And it was great to see.
John, sounds like, you know, he always amazes you. But does he ever surprise you at this point?
Yeah. Sometimes I just shake my head and say, that was really a great play. That was a great play. You know, you see a lot of great plays from Lamar Jackson. You know, and I told him I was proud of him. I'm not just proud of him just because he makes great plays. I'm proud of him for all the things that go into making the great plays. And also for all the things he's overcome along the way. And I put his mom in the same category. I think what they've overcome together and all the narratives and all that kind of stuff, it's quite a remarkable story. I think it's historic, but you know, the story's still being written and there's a lot more to accomplish.
John, all early in the season when people were, I guess, slinging arrows at Zach Orr and criticizing the defense, how pleased are you how that group has turned around the season?
I'm very pleased. I mean, the guys went to work. We knew that it was all correctable, but you got to get to work and you got to do it. And I think I said numerous times, it's a week-to-week league, you know, and it's important to keep things in perspective. It's a good lesson, I think, for everything else besides football, too. Keep things in perspective. You can improve. You can get better. I'm proud of those guys. Zach, obviously, spearheading it. Dean Pease helping us, all of course. But let's look at all the players and all the coaches. What a great job they've done. But you know what? We're just getting started, all right? Like we said, all right, it's the January season now. All right, the December season is behind us. It's the January season now.
We do three more.
Were you asked about Lamar breaking Vic's record?
I mentioned it. I wasn't asked about it.
The goal line stop that you guys had, fourth down, Ardarius coming in, how did that kind of
what a massive down? Play. I mean, I don't know. The ball got down there in that pass interference. I want to look at it. But, to get that stop, we've been good on the goal line all year, and we've given them some extra chances sometimes when we've gotten them stopped with some grabbiness, and we didn't do that in the passing game today. I like that. And Ardarius has made, two weeks in a row, probably what you're alluding to, right? Two huge stops in a row on the goal line for us. It's just big plays. That's who he is.
How would you kind of characterize the significance of the turnaround in this defense to the point Jeff's question earlier? Early on, there's all these questions, and now you guys just seem to be ascending.
I can't say that it's surprising. You know, it's not. We're not surprised by it. We knew and believed that we were going to start playing better. And we knew we were going to play a lot better. I think I said it. I mean, the good news is that we can play so much better, and we're good enough to do it. We were healthy. We had our players. We did have to move the pieces around. That was good. We moved some scheme pieces around. That was good. And the guys just kept working on fundamentals and trying to get better. But like I said, you know, we appreciate that, and we'll be thinking about, you know, the next game and trying to play great defense the next game.
Last one, or are we good?
Good, thanks, guys. Thanks.